Chapter 5, Devotional 20. Before you were born, I set you apart, knowing what, not how. In Jeremiah, first chapter, fifth verse, we read, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." I remember God speaking to me at the early age of 10. I was certain that he called me to be a preacher. In college, I had the urge to teach and change the world, and after college, I joined my mentor in a management consulting firm and traveled the world, conducting workshops on communications, leadership, and team building. Years later, I founded a career coaching and consulting firm, published several books, and coached thousands of individuals on career transition and job search. Next, I coached and advised senior corporate executives and their teams for over a decade. Suddenly, I found myself in a place where I no longer had passion or excitement for my work as I had known it. I had changed. Now, my walk with God was the driving force in my life, and I needed to include Him and honor Him in my work. I cried out to God and asked Him to help me. He began to show me visions of my future as an author and speaker. I saw myself writing and talking to large audiences on the subject of faith and work. He gave me tools to use with my coaching clients to help them integrate their faith into their daily business lives. I watched as the excitement I felt as a 10-year-old returned. Yes, my childhood vision has been confirmed. I was called and set apart for spiritual or kingdom impact. My platform is the world of business. My audience, congregation, is made up of businessmen and women who want to renew their minds, stand on God's word, and take their faith to work. What has God called and appointed you to do? Ask Him to speak to you and reveal His vision, will, and purpose for your life. He speaks. We just have to be willing to listen. Lord, thank you for calling and appointing me for your perfect purpose. Set me apart and lead and guide me as I pursue your perfect will for my life. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.